I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More than 400,000 children and teens in the U.S. experience a sports-related concussion each year, and this is the second leading cause of a concussion, followed by motor vehicle accidents. To talk about the recognition and management of concussion during childhood is Dr. Thomas Koch, Division Chief of Pediatric Neurology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Koch, can you tell us, first of all, what is concussion really?
A concussion is a disturbance of brain function as a result of a force or injury to the head. And the important thing to recognize about a concussion is it can cause a variety of different symptoms. But most importantly, it does not need to have loss of consciousness.
Now, what about symptoms? Let's talk about symptoms of possible concussion for children and teens.
The most common symptom is headache. The headache may appear shortly after the concussion, or it may appear a day or two later. Also can be dizziness. And the other troublesome one in our youth and children is difficulties concentrating and remembering. School performance may decline.
And is it important if a parent sees some of these possible symptoms to seek medical care immediately?
Definitely. The child should be brought to the primary care provider. If this is an acute event and there's alteration in consciousness, excessive sleepiness, then the child should probably be brought to the emergency room for evaluation.
And are there some sports that seem to cause more injuries than others?
All sports have been associated with concussion, but clearly the one sport that has the highest incidence of concussion in males is football. Right after that, though, is women's soccer, followed by women's basketball.
And how is concussion treated in children at various ages?
It depends upon the severity. Obviously, if there's a change in the mental status, if there's concerns that there could have been an associated brain bleed, then that child obviously needs to be evaluated in the emergency department. The good news is that most concussion are what we call mild traumatic brain injury. And in that situation, the key component of recovery is rest.
And rest for how long, typically?
Well, on the average, a child who receives a concussion, 80% of those children will recover within 3 weeks. But rest is determined by symptoms. So as long as they have persistent symptoms, whether it's balance issues, memory issues, dizziness, or headache, they need to rest.
And Dr. Koch, what about the danger for children and teens of having repeated concussions?
There's two factors, actually. One is sustaining a second concussion after a first concussion where you've returned to play too soon. That can lead to what's called the second impact syndrome, which can be very serious and actually fatal. Then the other question that comes up is, what about repeated concussions over a prolonged period of time? When is enough enough? When should a child no longer be allowed to participate in sports? And the problem with that is there's no clear answer. We do know that these are probably cumulative events. We also know that it takes children longer to recover from a concussion than an adult, but clear answers in that arena are difficult to have.
Dr. Koch, thank you so much for providing this update about managing concussions during childhood.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.